This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
Johnny Manziel got into it with Darren Rovell. Did you guys see this? So Manziel, as you all know, I'm a little concerned with Manziel because he's diving off cliffs. He's diving off the roof of his house, or actually flipping from the roof of his house into a pool, which is, you know, talented, crazy, irresponsible, all of those things. So, you know, Darren Rovell is, he's kind of like this, I don't know how you want to call it, like a nerdy stat guy, and maybe sometimes could be, I don't know, maybe a pain in the ass to some folks. So he throws out this tweet yesterday. It says, SI covers 7 years ago. And he puts, A-Rod is at rock bottom. Johnny Manziel is the envy of the football world. And so it shows two different SI articles with A-Rod there, the last days of A-Rod in New York. Remember when they were dying to get rid of him because all the money he was making and his body was breaking down, no more juice. And then Johnny Manziel, obviously, Texas A&M, all that good stuff. So it says, today, A-Rod is as relevant as ever, and Manziel achieves a flash of relevance by flipping off a building, by flipping off a building into a pool. Which Johnny sees that tweet, right? And then Johnny retweets back, 7 years later, you're still as big of a bitch as ever. Oh, man. Hey, Rovell got what he wanted, right? He got a rise out of somebody. And it was Johnny Manziel. It is kind of a weird thing that I get that Johnny might be frustrated with his failures and he has really nobody to blame but himself. Look, man, you got to dedicate yourself to whatever craft you're at if you're going to get good at it, right? And he had talent, but you're going to get paid, right? Okay, you got paid. But did you take the time to put more time into it in practice, in the film room? No, you went out to party. You did just enough to get your check. But the problem is that in that sport, you're not measured by the check. You're measured by the results. And the only way to get the real results is by putting in the time. And he wasn't willing to do it. So his frustrations with Rovell, it's just Rovell reminding him about what's gone on in his life. And he's frustrated with it. A-Rod could have been the same thing. But to his credit, at least he took on, you know, everything as a challenge and to turn his life around and turn his image around and all. I still think there's a huge level of phoniness with him, but whatever. But, he, you know, in a lot of people's eyes, he's kind of like turned his image and he's a changed guy and all that kind of stuff. And Johnny Manziel has not worked hard enough to do that. And that's why when you see him, he's falling off a cliff that he's trying to dive off of, almost killing himself. And then now he's doing some crazy-ass stunt off a roof of a house. And, dude, like 7 years later, you're still doing stupid things. So you can be frustrated with Rovell if you want. And Rovell is just trolling by putting, you know, something like that out there. And he ended up getting, you know, somebody to bite in Johnny Manziel. So it helps out Rovell, right? We're talking about it. Obviously, it blows up on social media. It trends, all that stuff. So he gets what he wanted out of it. It's really up to Johnny Manziel, man. You know, sometimes you just got to look in the mirror and say, what am I doing about it? You made a mistake. You screwed up. You had a setback in life. What are you going to do about it? And it's nice to be rich and nice to be a silver spooner like him, because there isn't real pressure on you to produce. And then look what you're doing now. You're jumping off roofs and cliffs. You know, you're 30 already at this point, or right around there. By the way, I just saw where, what is it, Bree Tessie, I think, is like his ex-girlfriend. She's doing a fans-only page now. She's kind of cute. She's all right, you know? So, yeah, she's doing a fans-only page, which means you sign up and you get to see a little more of her, okay? Bree Tessie or something like that. I forgot her name. Something like that.